Welcome. Today we are going to talk about four ways on how to deal with an angry mom. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Thank you for joining me. And if today is your first time, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Listen, last week I talked about five types of toxic moms, and one of them is an angry mom. An angry mom is a mom that is in a constant state of anger. And if you were raised by a mom that is angry, you always have to walk on eggshells because you don't want to make them upset. That is not a good home environment. And we don't want a child being raised in such an environment because it really kind of devalues the child, because then you don't know who you are and you're trying to parent your mom at the same time because you don't want to make her upset. So you're always careful. The child does not get to be a child, and we don't want that. So let's get into it. The first step on how to deal with an angry mom is to acknowledge that it is not your fault that your mom is always angry. Listen, just like you and I, our moms have issues too. And a lot of times they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to address it. Sometimes they don't even know how to deal with their own problems. So we have to grant them grace. But the first thing you need to do is you need to remember it is not your fault. Your mom, again, has her own issues. And this is preventing her from expressing anything other than anger. That's the first thing. The second step here is to walk away. Now, walking away is a power move here, guys. This is a power move. When you walk away, you're letting her know you're not going to participate in her behavior, in her anger. Again, it's not your fault that she's angry. So do pull the power card and walk away. The third thing here is to establish clear boundaries. Walking away is a form of establishing clear boundaries, truly. So that is one way to do it. The second way to establish clear boundaries is to say, I am not going to tolerate it. You can be verbal about it. You don't have to be rude to your mom. You don't have to be disrespectful to your mom. Just be verbal and say, I am not okay with this behavior. I will not be treated as such. Establish clear boundaries. And the fourth and final way here is for you to learn to appreciate you. Of course, when you grow up in a home where your mom is angry, that devalues you. You grow up feeling like you're not valuable. And we don't want that. I don't want you feeling like you're not valuable, because guess what? You are enough. I cannot say that enough. enough. Yes, you are enough, okay? So listen, learn to appreciate you. Once you figure out it is not your fault, you learn how to walk away, you learn how to establish clear boundaries, girl, get to appreciate you. And there are things that you can do to appreciate you. But the first thing you have to do to start to appreciate you, I believe in therapy. Go to therapy. Talk to someone about the problem so you can iron it out. Go to church if you are a religious person. If you're a spiritual person, I mean, do what is going to give you the opportunity to appreciate you. Tell me, how do you appreciate you? Did you grow up with an angry mom or an angry parent or an angry family member that you always had to walk on eggshells? Because you know, we have that one person in our family that everybody's like, don't upset them, don't make them mad. And sometimes we grew up with parents where one of the parents is aware that maybe the mom or the dad is always angry and they make excuses for them. So I want you to tell me, did you grow up in such a family? Did you have such an experience? And how did you overcome it? How have you been able to deal with it? Do you have other ways on how to deal with an angry mom? Please share. I don't want you keeping this information to yourself. Remember, you and I are not the only individuals that have mommy issues. There are a lot of women Trust and believe, a lot of women with mommy issues, but everyone is ashamed to talk about it, or they feel guilty talking about it because they don't want to upset their moms. Listen, it is not your responsibility to change your mommy. It is not your responsibility to change anyone, but it is your responsibility to work on you and stand in your truth. So get on it. Stand in your truth. Walk on it. If you don't want to talk about it on social media, guess what? Go to therapy. Talk to a therapist. A therapist is like a girlfriend that you pay to keep your shit private. They're not going to talk to anyone about it. So, you know, just get on it. Until next time, be good to yourself. Be so good to you. Have a good day. What is that?